When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron 789.
No, I only just heard it.
With me this week, we have Hank, who's Don's cat, who's just attacking him. Does Hank have a Twitter account?
No, he does not.
Need to fix that.
Yeah.
Sean will probably fix that.
Yep. So Don, Diecast. Last week was Diecast's birthday.
Yeah, it was terrible.
40. You can watch This Is 40, that movie that came out years ago before I turned 40.
I know since. Everyone, on my birthday, I had to go to a sweet 16 birthday for my wife's friend's kids. So that was not fun. And then, the next day we had a baseball game, and the baseball field that we were playing at has not been played on in a while. And all the bees were digging nests into the diamond. So no matter where you stepped, you were pissing off bees. And then the next day we were supposed to have a barbecue at my friend's house that he was planning for my birthday, and he canceled the day before. So it turned out to be
a shitty
weekend. Not nice weekend.
There's also Chris.
Well, I can't really top that now, can I?
No.
You're supposed to be able to top my...
No, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy it.
Sorry, I had to tweet out about the bats. Okay, so bats are right now like $12 on Amazon. That will not last by the time you listen to this podcast, so you missed out. I'm sorry. Matt's here. Matt is not $12 on Amazon.
Matt is priceless.
Yep.
Matt's building a model right now. He's ignoring you.
Yep. And Rob's here as well. So
yeah, Matt's Rob would probably be building a model kit if his arm didn't hurt, but his arm hurts.
Why my arm hurt?
Yeah, Matt's getting ready for the next Gunpla battle.
Cool. Okay. So hey, last week was SDCC. A lot of stuff happened. So let's go ahead and jump into that. Well, there's nothing else to plug, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. We got to see you got to see the trailer for Earthspark. I've yet to watch it. Not that I haven't meant to. I just haven't had time. So, but feedback on it's been positive. I did see pictures of the toys, the deluxe toys, and some of the other toys, like the finger puppet toys. They're finger puppet toys for this. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But what did you guys think of the trailer for Earthspark?
Good production quality. Voice acting seemed good.
Yeah.
Only question is whether the writing's going to hold up.
Yeah. So far, so good.
It looks like it could be a very, like, there's humans in it, but they're not going to be RID 2016 stupid humans. They're going to actually have competency and intelligence and be interesting to watch and not just wondering how they even exist and by not being told how to breathe.
So they're not going to be Miko.
If we hadn't sent out the invitations, I would shred yours and stomp on it, but they're already in the mail.
Oh, cool. I'll look forward to that. You're not getting one, Brian. Oh, okay.
I actually didn't see the preview.
I have not had a chance to watch it.
I've not yet watched it. Yeah.
The main thing I'm hoping is like there's like a happy medium with like how the humans and rescue bots were versus like other parts of the franchise. And I kind of want that. They're not the main focus because they're not supposed to be. But they also bring something to the table as far as interesting, and you like watching them and not wonder, how are you so stupid? Why aren't you dead? Kind of thing.
Don has strong feelings about various things.
Yeah. More importantly, though, than their Earthrise trailer, toys. A lot of toys.
A lot of toys.
A lot of toys.
So many toys.
So many toys. So the... So is this an SDCC exclusive or a PulseCon exclusive? The Kida Vector Sigma set, which looks amazing.
PulseCon, I believe.
It's Hasbro convention season exclusive, but it's not ready now. They're saying it's going to come out November 1st, which a lot of stuff is scheduled for November 1st, so we'll see how that actually plays out. But yeah, probably pre-orders won't start until September or October when PulseCon happens.
This set looks freaking great, though.
Looks amazing. It does. I mean, like I said in pre-show, I kind of figured the Scourge outfit was going to be used for Alpha Trion. They've done that in the past, like they did for DEF CON. But that cup with the right head really looks like Orion Pax.
Well, not only that, there's more new parts on that. If you look, like, you don't even have to look close. They're just new parts all over that thing.
Now, is that Vector Sigma the one that was done a couple of years ago for BotCon? No. Did they pull that mold out of storage?
Nope. No, it's brand new.
Okay.
I'm surprised they still give him the little Energon goodie thing. And they got it in so many pictures, too. I love that.
I'm
part of the tooling.
Yeah. I'm just completely taken by this, though. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
I think
it looks surprisingly good.
Yeah.
And the artwork is by I can never say his name. Matrio Macel?
Marcelo Mater.
Okay, thank you.
Marcelo Mater.
You have some of the letters.
Marcelo Mater.
Sorry. I knew it was MM, but I couldn't remember for sure. I'm sorry.
You might have had the right number of syllables. I'm not sure. I didn't go back and count.
That Vector Sigma head is just money, though. That is so great.
Vector Sigma has a head?
Alpha Trion.
Or the Alpha Trion, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Alpha Trion head sculpt, both head sculpts actually are really good.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me glad retroactively I did not ever pick up Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime, to have the Sunbow style Orion Pax out of that. I've got the Nemesis recolor of that, which is fine. That's different enough for me, but like, I'll be happy to have this set to have, like, finally my representation of Sunbow Orion Pax after having two or three, I think, IDW-styled ones previously. One of them being off of a cup.
Yep. I mean, not that one's bad. I have that.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
But I think this is, like you said, just that much better.
Yeah.
You know, if they did a diorama in there, I like for the diorama to be like the aerial bots just standing outside his lab, and to be like a lab door, like from War Dawn, so you can kind of like recreate that scene there.
Sorry, getting a headache. Putting my glasses on so I can read. So, yeah, I'm getting old. So other toys.
Oh, you know what? They actually, I just noticed looking at the stock photos here. I'm sorry to interrupt you. So, you know, the Scourge mold, we had one version of it, one closed fist and one open hand, and then the other version where that was reversed. Alpha Trion has both of the open hands.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
All the better for holding the circuit key with, but you know.
That is interesting. That's a good catch.
Yeah. I literally just noticed that.
Let's see here. So other things, Legacy Wave 3, Dead End, Crankcase, Point Blank, and Skullgren.
Mm-hmm.
Point Blank's hips are...
His crotch is lacking.
Yeah.
I still like him. I'll take it. We're going to buy him.
I still think there's some kind of torso extension in that figure. Maybe like just an up that you can take the legs and make the back half of the vehicle from them. So I think that top half will slide down a little bit more. It's still going to be wafer thin.
I think that would make it look worse.
You think?
Yeah, because then probably. The torso would be like super disproportionately short compared to the legs.
I just don't understand because they never make the figures like this, and this figure just stands out.
Okay,
like
part of the problem here, you have to remember, Point Blank is going to come with a Target Master, which is taking some plastic and parts count away from the main toy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, this is a deluxe minus a little bit of material that it would otherwise have to, you know, shore up some of those things.
I mean, but look at the waist on Skullgren. Like, that looks amazing. Like,
I'm as far as Skullgren, I mean, Point Blank, I definitely will get him. I just hope the Target Master is nice. But Skullgren kind of, I was like, if he's not going to be core class, then you're not going to get the Pretenders kind of, you know, in scale, which is kind of something I think a lot of people would want, though.
So, I mean, fundamentally, Skullgren and Point Blank have the same basic construction around the pelvis. The difference is that they put square blocks over Skullgren's hip joints, and I think that's just not possible here because of the way the legs have to fold up to transform.
They could have had a little bit of gap. That plastic is not that thick that you need to have that huge of a gap.
Yeah, we don't know what the inside of the like cavities look like at this point. Like the thing we need to like mention here is that all they showed us during the panel and in the press kit afterward was in single pictures each of the robot modes and nothing else. They're holding back like the majority of the reveals for these toys until August 16th for a Transformers Tuesday, which is a weird choice to me. And like I've noted in various places since SDCC kicked off, like it really does kind of highlight like they were not exactly prepared to go to SDCC and have new stuff to show. They kind of like split with plans they already have just to have something there to tease.
Yeah, like with Power Rangers didn't have anything at all at SDCC.
No, but like what I've been hearing through the grapevine on that is that the new CEO does not have a lot of love or interest in them owning Power Rangers.
Really?
I don't know.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how much veracity there is to that, but like it is kind of consistent with the observations so far.
Well, I mean, if you want to get rid of something like that, what you don't want to do is devalue it before you try to sell it.
Yeah, except I don't know if they would try to sell it. I think, you know, they might just make it like, we're going to just put this in the closet for now.
I mean, that's such a waste of money. And
yeah, but they can still like do licensing stuff off of it and make money without having to do anything themselves if they own it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, and something else by them showing what they did have, even if it's just the robot modes, accomplished one thing. It's got us talking about it, and it's out there, hype out there for them for it to build and up until the point where they show off everything. So if that was part of the plan and getting people talking about it by leaving stuff out, it succeeded.
Yep. Cool.
Anyway, okay. To shut down one of Don's hopes, it looks like the fists are static molded on point blank too, so you're not going to get Japanese style Target Master connection as an option.
They worked it into Generation Cyclonus. That was in there.
Universe, as a hidden
feature. Universe Cyclonus is a hidden feature, and it can be done on Kingdom, I think.
We talked about this last week. It can't.
Well, no, I mean, I think there's a third party adapter that's being, I think I saw it after we talked about it. There's a third party adapter that you can make it work, I think. But yeah, it just would have been a nice little nod to those who want to do it Japanese style.
Oh, Point Blank also has an animation.
That's not the show title. We're not doing that as a show title. No.
Come on.
No. Point Blank also has an animation accurate head, not a toy accurate head.
Yeah, there's been a lot of confusion about that.
Yeah. So.
How about Crankcase?
Yeah, how about Crankcase?
That's definitely a partial. It's a partial of Skids.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Those are definitely Skids' feet.
Uh-huh.
It looks like Skids, but I can't remember who Crankcase is.
He's a TriggerCon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be honest with you. Like I've been feeling kind of off all day, and I was like not looking forward to doing the show. Looking at that Crankcase really isn't helping it right now.
It doesn't look like a bad figure. I mean, it's just...
Well, no, it's Skids. I mean, you already know what Skids is like.
I don't know. Just something about it just bothers me.
His waist is better than Point.
That is true. But I really do love Skullgren. I don't know why, but Skullgren makes me happy.
Yeah. And we even see his vehicle mode.
Yeah.
In very poor quality.
Yeah, but it looks good. I'm excited about Skullgren.
He definitely lays down.
Yeah, Skullgren. Yeah. Skullgren's vehicle mode doesn't do anything for me because, like, it's a little better than the pretend it's something slabs from Siege for some of the Decepticons, but only barely.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll not listen to Diecast besmirch Point Blank while he's talking about how great Skullgren looks. That's not gonna fly.
Look how great that head is, though.
On Skullgren, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
My problem here is beautiful. Like it's a great Skullgren pretender shell head, but it looks completely out of place on this inner robot body.
I think it works.
It works for me. It does. I like it.
If the skull head was like a removable piece and there was the inner robot head underneath it, you know, I'd be more interested in, like, I would take this more as being like a helmet that it can put on. But if that's just the robot head, it just it's very much out of place with the rest of the toy.
G1 Pretenders are basically me cosplaying as robots, and I like this with that. I like this with the robot body and that head. I think that works. It doesn't bother me at all.
I understand why they can't do it, but how great would it have been if that would have fit on any Titan Master? Oh, that would have been great.
What do you mean? Like if a Titan Master would go into that, or what are you saying?
Yeah. If you could take the Skullgrin head off and put it on any Titan Master head, and if he was a Titan Master, that would be like a Titan Master body.
Yeah, it'd be like a comical, you know, mascot from a baseball game or something.
Great. It'd be like those little giant headed keychain figures that have the little bitty tiny vehicle mode that they sold in Japan.
You know, the fact that deluxe toys are getting smaller. Yes, a Titan Master, it would be comically large for a Titan Master, but not so large that it couldn't kind of work.
I mean, I'm not sure it would work at the current price point, but if Red was more successful, and there's actually like maybe two levels of it, you might do an actual Pretender at the Red level. You just have a shell, and then I'm not sure if you can put the robot in the shell or not, but you could have like two figures, you know, something like that.
Among the many things we pitched as being suitable for the Red collection was Pretender shell figures. Just, you know, they're doing everything but the things that, you know, logically make sense to do in a non-transforming action figure line.
Mm-hmm. So we also saw a leader class Transmodal 2 Megatron. This was the first. Was this the first time we've seen this?
It is. Yes.
I'm not feeling it. It's off.
It is a little bit off. Yeah.
That face is wrong. The color's wrong.
I don't know that the color is wrong.
He's not gonna be Transmetal. So, but it's I'm not feeling it.
It could definitely stand for it to be a more like metallic plastic. I mean, we've seen those kinds of plastics on things before. It could happen. It could work. I'd also just looking at it here on my desk, I would not say no to like some of the nice pearlescent paint, like on G-Axis, if they can get that in any color except highlighter yellow.
I mean, it looks like awkward third grade Megatron. It's kind of what he looks like.
I mean,
In terms of the colors and plastics and things, it's not that far off from Beast Machines Megatron.
You're right.
Oh, that's not a nice thing to say about it.
It really isn't, but it in terms of just the, you know, the overall impression, I can kind of see it. I hate to say.
I think
like this is the if Transmetal 2 Megatron is like the final form of evolution, this is like in between Beast Machines and that. Like on the Pokemon evolutionary scale.
Hmm.
I mean, I like the way the Megatron looks, and I'll probably get it, but I think I would enjoy this figure more in the Cryotech colors. That way it doesn't quite look like...
I don't want it to come out in Cryotech colors because I don't want to have to buy it again.
I think I might hold out. I might just hold out in case of Cryotech colors and let it go, because I have a Transmetal 2 Megatron that, as far as I know, is still in decent shape. So
yeah, I don't feel a lot of drive to get this as Megatron, especially with the robot face that's showing right now. This robot face would be fine for a Cryotech use, but like, you know, Megatron is supposed to look like Megatron, and this doesn't. It doesn't even look like the toy Transmetal 2 Megatron face. And like, a big part of what is going on with this that makes it look kind of off is that this is leaning more into mainframe CGI model, which Megatron in Transmetal 2 and Tigerhawk both were added at such a late stage, the modelers didn't even have that much time to make like really detailed models for them. So both of those characters looked really plain and like uninspiring in the show. And they're not the best things to like draw heavy inspiration off of.
Well, Asherman in our Discord chat, tfradio.net/Discord, brings up a good point. In this toy, there's no chrome. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's the lack of a chrome or a chrome substitute in terms of the paint, that's making it look a little flat. What and
I
off. Said,
I it, it's it looks off because it's not transmetal. I don't. I it just doesn't work for me. So yes, correct, Don. That is the correct opinion.
To be honest, I was never that big a fan of Transmetal 2 Megatron in toy or show.
It's my least favorite version of Megatron, far and away from Beast Wars.
My favorite is Transmetal, which I don't know how we're ever, if we're ever going to see.
That's the good one. That's the truly good one. So yeah,
I mean, maybe we could get it. I wish the Beast Wars reissues would go on long enough for us to get another one of those, just with better plastic. Though, you know, better plastic at this current point in time seems to be a crapshoot, so who knows?
Yep.
Yeah, the plastic might not disintegrate, but it probably won't be the right color in a year.
Yeah.
We also saw Armada Starscream and Inferno again, but nothing we hadn't seen before, basically.
I still need Inferno, desperately.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah, so Shattered Glass Flame War went up for pre-order?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
$42.
Okay, so now the previous Shattered Glass set that they put up for pre-order was Slicer and the Fast Track as the Action Master Battle Buggy thing, and that was $47.99, I think, $47 or $48.99, and that was two deluxes and a comic book. This is $41.99, and it's one deluxe that's smaller than either of those two in the previous set. And a Battle Master and a comic, and there's only a $7 price difference between. So I'm kind of getting lost here somewhere along the way.
I was lost too.
Yeah, mind you, I still pre-ordered it, but I'm lost.
Me too.
Well, me too. That deco, I think it's the deco on Flame War that really sells that figure to me, anyway.
Well, yeah, if they would go on Instagram again to talk about this mold, they Mark put up a thing about the mold family in general for that RC legacy family. But like, if he or Evan or Sam went on there and, did like a detailed dive into the deco on Flame War and explained like there's tons and tons of deco on this, more than it immediately looks like from the stock photos, that would probably help people to understand like, yes, this costs more because we sunk a lot into making the deco just right, above and beyond what any other normal deluxe would be.
Could there maybe be some packaging differences, Chris, that would lead to the extra?
We've seen in the stock photo leak prior to SDCC that the packaging is just the Shattered Glass packaging, even though it's not a Shattered Glass character.
But it's in the Shattered Glass line.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm just glad Ben's basically got one of the characters he helped create.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that's a great thing for Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What else happened last week? Worth noting. Victory Saber or Victory Leo.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so
I have a question, Chris, because you'll probably be the best person to answer this.
All right.
If they have what looks to be a finished sample, like in the cardboard shipping box and everything, does that mean these things are produced already?
Victory Saber?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
So what they had in the display case that there was pictures of was still labeled as engineering pilots. So probably what they have on hand here is
a packaging sample.
Yeah, it's a very late stage test shot done in the Target plastics with packaging proofs. So they can basically do that, one whole thing together so that the Hasbro people can look at and, go over the packaging, make sure all that looks like it looks and works the way it's supposed to. And then, scrutinize all the plastic colors to make sure everything is correct on that. So technically it's still in the test shot phase, but probably, as of the time we've seen this now, they've probably told the factory, everything's good, start stamping these out.
Yeah.
So production would be going on probably now. And I think the original delivery target was supposed to be like late fall of this year. So we're on track for that.
Winter. Yeah, winter.
Oh, winter? Okay.
Yeah, Galactus is fall, Star Saber is winter.
You're right.
Yep. Yeah. So Victory Saber looks great. It's kind of like the original toy. Star Saber stands out above Victory Leo.
Well, yeah.
But Victory Saber combined is pretty impressive. This is kind of follows suit. Star Saber looks great. Victory Saber looks great. Victory Leo looks pretty good. It's the colors look good. The toy looks good. He's just not as big as imposing.
He's going to be a fantastic pair of shoes.
He'll be a fantastic pair of shoes.
I like the slipcover thing they designed that's reversible to look like kind of old Victory packaging, like to evoke that style. That was one of the things they showed off in the unboxing live stream.
Because the pictures I've seen, it looks like they really tried to kind of match up the art styles as best as they could. And that's a very, it almost looks like they just sort of stealed, framed a part of the video and just really tried to copy that whole 2D, the animated look. And it just really jumps out at you.
They probably did something not too far from that, Don. Had to guess. Yeah, I mean, it looks great. Can't wait to get it. Mm-hmm. I think I only ordered one, I think. I know some of you guys ordered two, like Diecast.
I only ordered one, but I did consider getting a second one.
I did too.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Because that way you could have Victory Saber, and then you could have the two figures. But it's like, that's almost $400, and I'm getting married. So it's like...
So we also, I think we mentioned before, Earthspark. We have pictures of the toys and a new price point called Tacticon. They're finger puppets. I love that. I don't think I want the toys necessarily, but you can transform them with a finger and hold them on your finger.
It's very different.
It is very different.
That's like someone threw a dart at the dartboard and it landed on a dartboard for another line down the hallway. It's like, well, that'll work.
So this just illustrates, though, my general problem with the current state of Transformers is that they only really go all in on Generations.
Yeah.
And there is... Yeah, there's a deluxe assortment with this, just like there is for Cyberverse, but otherwise it's not comparable. Like, I really like the look of some of these, I don't want to show all these figures, but like some of these deluxe figures, I like to look at that Megatron.
The Megatron looks really good and apparently was roundaboutly inspired by Alex Milne's Megatron from More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah, it looks really good. Bumblebee looks okay.
It's a Bumblebee.
Yeah. But I just wish they would. I wish it was like the old days. I know I'm old and I say this a lot, but I wish like Generations didn't exist and they put all their focus and mental energy on producing a kick-ass toy line for the IP that they're working on at that point.
I can't help but agree.
Yeah.
As much as I like the stuff I've been getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just fit all the price points into it, like from the most basic kid stuff to the more collector oriented stuff. It's all in one line and you're done. And you may not like it. You know, it might be a movie year and it's all movie stuff and you might not like that, or it might be an animated year and you love it. But that's less predictable than what we have, and what you want in any business is predictability.
I love that little drone bot. I will get that. She looks cool.
That's Twitch, I think.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
Is she the plane? Which one is she?
The orange one.
Helicopter, I think.
She's like it looks like a drone almost.
It's the orange one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking.
It's like orange, reddish orange.
Okay. Reddish orange.
It's there.
I believe you. I believe it.
Got the hover fans.
Hover fans. Oh, I see it. Does she, are there any photos of her on her own? No.
Yes.
So, oh, yeah. Okay. There. I honestly wasn't thinking of that as a drone. I was thinking of that as like a helicopter.
I'm pretty sure it's a drone because that's what it reminds. I could be wrong. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just honestly don't know. But I like that it's different enough to where there's some. Here we go. To where there is some debate. So yeah.
I mean, this looks like a good character. Like, we're always saying we want new characters brought in.
Well, it has personality. The figure itself has personality.
Yeah, this is one of the Nick Roche designed characters in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, you know, I thought it was a new take on Windblade. Because, again, you see those fans. That's where my head went to first.
Yeah, my mind went to something kind of like that. I was trying to slot it into a pre-existing character, which we are wont to do because that's what we've been doing for the last 10 years.
Yep.
Now, the upside is we are getting some interesting looking characters. The downside is we're getting the warrior class Seeker again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wave one of Earthspark, and they're already porting over Cyberverse molds.
But now that got me to thinking, we haven't seen anything from Cyberverse and maybe this going over to the other lines. We've seen stuff come into like Buzzworthy from other parts of the fandom.
Buzzworthy is just Generations.
Exactly. But we haven't seen it.
And other stuff.
Right. But looking
at,
But looking at this Twitch character, do you think in the right paint job and head that could be a good bomb burst? If they do a pretender, do that as a bomb burst.
I don't think it'll go into Legacy as bomb burst, but it could be in Earthspark as bomb burst or whatever they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see these toys making their way into the line, you know, Generations line proper, but Don, to your point, buzzworthy? Sure. But I think it would be packed with other toys from Cyberverse or Earthspark. I don't think it would be packed with Generations toys.
I mean, I would love if they use this Earthspark. I mean, it's not what I want, but if you've got this Earthspark line starting and it's successful and we get more than three waves and then canceled on the fourth, I would love for them to work up rescue bots into this in some fashion, if possible, or at least let's get better toys than the one steps. It's not what I want, but at least it'd be a step in the right direction on getting better toys.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else from SDCC worth talking about?
I do just want to point out that that Earthspark Skywarp sure looks a lot like Cybertron Thundercracker in terms of color choices.
Hmm. Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I can see it, though.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Damn it, Paladin.
What did Paladin say? tfradio.net/discord.
Earthspark Megs turns into the Sea Duck from Tailspin.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Now I want that, and I don't want it. Thanks, Paladin.
No, that was my first thought, honestly, and I like it. I just don't know that I'm going to get it. Kind of like how I Forsaken or Forsook or whatever most Cyberverse toys. If I'm just trying to be more selective. I don't know that I can do it.
So anybody that wasn't paying attention during pre-show, new part of the RFC drinking game, every time one of us buys something that we said we're not going to buy, take a drink.
People will be drunk every episode. Okay. Let's see here. What else is going on? We looked at Victory Saber. There's in-hand photos. It looks nice. I don't know that it adds anything that we didn't see from SDCC. In-hand photos of Shattered Glass, Ultra Magnus.
I think they made that box a little bit too big.
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
You could cut 6 inches off of that, no problem, and have plenty in a box. That's weird.
It almost looks like they used, like, the Jetfire's box or Skyfire's box and just threw them in there.
I mean, boxes are generally pretty standard size for a reason, because when it comes to shipping things, you need things to be predictable. You need things to be the same price. So there's a reason the box is this size. I just have no idea what it is.
If we're going to get a shattered glass leader of, say, one of the Dinobots like Grimlock, you'd need a significantly bigger box than you would for Magnus.
So just keep the template and print something different on it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's my best guess, because, you know, I don't think there are any other leader class molds out there right now except the Dinobots that would justify a box this size. So,
yeah, that's got to be the case. That's a really good call.
And the thing is, no matter what size box they put it in, they'll send a box three times bigger than what you need when they ship it to you.
Maybe, or an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Also in hidden photos of Shattered Glass Blaster.
That's Blaster.
Yep, that is certainly Shattered Glass Blaster.
Yep.
I hate that I like it as much as I do, but same here. I don't need it.
I'm getting it. I just don't need it.
Is it based on any, like, pre-existing colors? Because just something about that, like, nice teal cassette door just reminds me of something, and I can't think of what.
It reminds you of 1988, but no, I think it's a unique deco that they came up with for the e-hobby version way back when.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
He reminds me of, like, from GoBots, like Dr. Go, who'd have the very bad German accent. Because I like him, and I can picture in my head that's what he would kind of sound like generic bad guy. But I just don't want that mold again. I have Blaster. I'm good.
Cool. What about Twincast?
Yeah.
Yeah, Twincast, which I think we're getting in 2023.
Okay, good.
If I remember right.
Well, hopefully we'll get another cassette, because I don't know who they're going to be packing. Because we need more than just Eject redone four times. I mean.
Cool. Okay. Let's jump to what we got this week. Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
So I got some of the things you got today, actually. I saw some of your tweets. I'll start with Red Cog, which, you know, fundamentally is a cog that is slightly red, but mostly not. It's more of a black cog, so I'm not really sure how that all worked out. The head's red, so parts of the arms are red, but Red Cog is probably the last thing I would call it. But, you know, it pretty much works like a cog. Some of the joints feel a little, like, almost gummier. It's not a great description, because it's not, like, the traditional meaning of the word, where, like, it feels like part of it's bending, but, like, there's a weird kind of almost stickiness, like, in the elbows. I don't know, I'm not describing it well, but it just doesn't feel quite like the original did. It's just a little bit off, and it might just be because the mold's kind of aged at this point.
I feel it. I see what you mean.
Yeah. So the accessory pack is, you know, a bunch of, like, different weapon parts, and it's not quite as modular as I was hoping for. There's definitely some intended weapon builds out of this. So you've got the one, like, base rifle that's very similar to Siege Ultra Magnus's rifle. And there's a, you know, barrel extension for that, which basically I think is made for that specifically to get, like, a sniper rifle kind of thing out of it. There's a triple barrel shotgun piece, which is very similar to Combiner Wars, Streetwise, and Prowl. And again, that's basically got one weapon that works well on. And then there's the like, really rounded, smooth pistol that has its 5mm port below the barrel. And, like, for me, none of the attachments that are in the set make any sense on that. Like, one of these things needed to have a 3mm port so you could plug it onto where the actual barrel is on this. But, like, nothing in the set looks like a grenade launcher or anything that can plug into that. And it just kind of, it doesn't really work. The hand grenade thing, which comes in two parts and was in the stock photos as, like, quote-unquote armor on COG, it's a neat little thing. It pegs together really flush where it looks like it's just, you know, a single-piece unit. Unfortunately, in that way, if you don't have a figure with opening hands, nothing can actually hold on to it because there's no 5mm end on it, so you either have to have it split in half so something can use the pegs that mounts together with, or it's just going to be laying there, which kind of is unfortunate. And then you've got that one weird piece, which apparently is there just to be an adapter for Earthrise RC, so that the COG's weapon mode can plug in as the backpack, like in the Siege cartoon. So, like, I was kind of hoping for more out of this accessory set, because, like, the way it was presented as a modular, interchangeable, like, you know, build-your-own-weapons thing, I feel like it was built up a little bit more than it actually turned out to be in practice, so it's kind of a little bit of a letdown. Oh, and then there's the just weird pink cylinder thing, which is supposed to be like an Energon canister or something, but it doesn't really have a good place to fit anywhere. So yeah, I mean, that definitely could have been a better experience, and while I was originally thinking I would wait and, you know, when these start going on clearance, maybe pick up a few extras for more weapons, now I'm kind of thinking I'm not going to, because I'm not that impressed with the overall package, unfortunately. Let's see. In other old molds, I got the Amazon Wreckers Impactor and Spindle 2-pack.
Wait, that's an Amazon exclusive?
Yeah.
I guess I never
heard it. Yeah, they're, you know, the Wreckers subline that they're doing.
It was on It was on Pulse as well. But
It's an Amazon exclusive.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm like, okay, I didn't get it then. No, I got it from Pulse.
I mean, it's still in stock on Amazon, so, like...
Yeah.
So the retooling on Impactor is fine. It's a new chest piece, a new robot head, and they redid the whole cannon assembly. It's now two pieces, and, like, it doesn't look that functionally different from the original shoulder cannon piece, so I'm not even sure why they decided to bother. It seems like they might have just had a little bit more space on their tools to get a couple more parts in. They were like, yeah, what the heck. Having this, I kind of feel like, what was the point of the original Siege Impactor? Because, like, it doesn't look anywhere close to accurate to comics Impactor when you actually, like, see this one, then, which is very, very accurate in its, like, head sculpt and the way the chest is shaped. The only thing I really like better about the original Siege one is just the colors, which the colors were a little bit, like, brighter, more saturated, and I like that better. This is more muted colors. Like, the yellow is definitely more mustardy. There is kind of a richness to the purple that's nice, but just, like, the shade is a little bit off, and I just kind of prefer the original colors. On the plus side, no battle damage, so at least, you know, it's finally some kind of a clean impactor. The only problem I've had with this is just getting the, like, harpoon attachment to fit into the wrist socket is oddly tight, and I think that might just be because there's, like, paint overspray into those sockets. Like, it doesn't stress it or anything, it's just, like, awkward to put in. Unfortunately, spindle is, like, you know, the more drastically changed mold in this, and it's not really for the better. And it's not just me. A lot of people apparently have found that, like, a lot of the plastic fittings are just poor. So, like, the dinosaur feet will just slip out at the ankle swivel. When I got this out of the box, the knees were very loose, and, like, that's, it's a screw joint, so, like, you theoretically have some option to tighten that, except the screws were basically at full tightness already. I got a little bit of a turn out of them, and it shored up the knees enough where it's not feeling like it's going to tip over. But, like, just various elements of the new plastic parts and some of the old parts in these new colors just are not holding together as well as the original use of this. And, you know, I don't know if the new colors are just curing a little bit differently so the fit is not as tight, or if it's mold fatigue. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good effort at making a new dinosaur form out of most of the parts of Paleotrex. I like visually how it looks in the dinosaur mode, but, like, to actually do anything with it is not that fun because it tends to want to just fall apart. So, another kind of disappointing outcome there. And then I was able to go and find a Motormaster the same time I got Red Cog.
Sweet.
Yep, so I have that. Motormaster is an interesting case. So, like, the trailer is big, solid, and super, super heavy for its size. It, like, is really densely packed together into this little box, and, like, I feel like they could have actually probably squeezed some extra length out of this and, you know, left the interior volume a little bit emptier if they had done a little bit more engineering with it. You know, as it is, it's got that same problem that, like, Earthrise Prime has of the trailer being just, like, awkwardly short looking compared to real life. But, like, as just the heft of it and the density is really impressive. Like, the whole thing is very surprisingly heavy when you pick it up. Unfortunately, while it does have the, like, kickstand thing to have the trailer stand on its own, it doesn't have, like, a locking point that's very secure. So, like, you can set it down, but any kind of, like, shift or jiggle either way will send that just folding back up or backward, and the trailer just kind of falls down anyway. So, like, they made an effort, they just didn't quite get it there. Motormaster, as a core robot just by itself, is pretty solid. A little bit smaller than I was expecting it to be, but I think that's more, you know, my fault for not remembering how big Earthrise Optimus Prime is, because it's very comparable to that. Posability is good on it. I did hear tell through our Discord that apparently some copies of this have an issue where the shoulder hinges can crack. I have not seen that happen on mine, like, no hint of it or anything, so hopefully that is not a widespread issue.
Did you get any of the weird gray plastic that turns brown?
Nothing has discolored on this so far, thankfully.
Yours looks okay, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Seen a couple pictures, I'm like, oh, not even gray plastic is safe now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't matter what color the nylon plastic is. You know, whatever factor causes that, it can do it to any plastic of that type. The only toy since this problem's been identified that I've had that happen with is Cyberverse Deluxe RC. Everything
that one's bad to do it. Oh, my God.
Everything else I've had has been fine so far. Gotcha. But, yeah, Motormaster is very good overall. It's kind of ridiculous having the whole, like, fake truck cab feet. Right down to little tiny fake wheels on the sides. You know, imagine, like, instead of the you know, like, bear paw slippers you had as a kid, you had slippers that were truck cab. Like, it's basically like he's wearing a set of those. It's just kind of goofy looking with all the actual truck cab parts all over the legs otherwise. As for turning everything into a Menasor frame, the trailer parts all work pretty intuitively. What I had to go to the instructions for was to figure out how to contort Motor Master up into the part he needs to form. And fortunately, he is partly integral to Menasor. Like, the arms attach directly to Motor Master. There's not, so you can't build, like, a whole Menasor frame without Motor Master. Like, we were kind of thinking it was going to work originally. So you do need to have the cab part in there, which is a little bit better for it. But, like, just, I think it's something I will be able to memorize. It's not that weird once I go through it a couple times, but it's just not, like, straightforward clear when you're looking at the toy at first, how it needs to fold up to actually become the part of the torso that it forms. But once you get that all locked together and everything, it's really solid. The Menasor frame itself is also very solid and stable. The joints have good ratcheting weight to them. You know, once it's actually all built up, it's going to be very solid and very good for posing, as far as I can see. And I did put drag strip on the arm to play with the, split it in half feature. And, like, it feels really weird, but also oddly natural to put that on there and then unfold the arm and just have that come apart. Like, it's a really smooth process, but it just kind of feels weird to put that on there and then suddenly it's splitting in half effortlessly. But, like, the process works perfectly as intended because, like, there's no resistance to it once you actually get it on there. What I have discovered with this is that for the arms, drag strip can only be one arm because there are key tabs on there that are specifically shaped for drag strip or Wild Rider?
Wild Rider.
Yeah. The legs, though, don't have anything that's obvious at this point that it would make, you know, one vehicle have to be a specific leg. Apparently, the leg parts themselves for the frame are specific to one side or the other, but you would kind of know that anyway just by the way the ankles pivot. But it does apparently matter if, like, you wanted to, like, turn the leg pieces around backwards so the cars would be on the front.
The other arm is dead end, by the way.
Dead end, yeah, thank you. I've always had problems with, like, the aerial bots and the Stunticons remembering who goes where.
I remember that one because Dead End is the best Stunticon.
Well, fair enough.
Dead End is the best decoed Stunticon.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, you know, even without the cars on, the Menasor frame is big and well proportioned. And, like, you know, with the legs, you're not really going to tell that much of a difference except that those doors in the front are going to be closed, so there's not, like, you know, big hollow gaps. But, like, yeah, given that you can already basically put the whole full-size combiner together and you're just missing some of the decoration on it, essentially, like, it's nice that you can get a preview of what it's going to be when it's fully finished, like, 9 or 10 months from now when when Breakdown comes out. I guess that'll be the last one.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if you had a problem, I think, with Rodimus Prime not seeming like it was a worthy commander class entry, you're probably going to still have some of that problem with this because Motor Master is, if anything, a little bit smaller robot than Rodimus was. It's just that in this case, the trailer does more and has more future interactivity. It's not just like a fancy platform or box to hold accessories in. You know, I'm pleased with how it came out, especially since mine has not broken or discolored yet.
I can't wait to actually try to transform it. I literally opened it during pre-show.
Yeah, I opened Red Cog during pre-show because I had not had any time to prior to that today. Transforming Motor Master from cab to robot goes really smoothly. Taking the trailer apart and turning it into the combiner pieces works just, like, you can figure that out really easily. It is just that part of figuring out, okay, how does Motor Master go from robot to torso box? That's the part that I needed the instructions for. You might need it too, or you might, you know, catch on to it a little bit quicker. Like I said, once you kind of get into it, it's like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. So I think a couple times through, it's just going to kind of become muscle memory. So, Motor Master is definitely the thing I like best out of what I got this week. Impactor is pretty good too, but, like, just overall, the smaller toys were kind of not all I was hoping they would be, unfortunately. Also, I ordered a second Studio Series 86 RC from Amazon after my first one was not that great. And unfortunately, the second one was also not that great. So apparently they just, you know, are all that way. Or at least it's like sludge and you're very likely to get one that does not go together right. So
Yeah.
Floor polish or nail polish or, you know, something to shore up those tabs on RC probably is a good idea. Anyway.
What tabs?
Do what?
What tabs?
Okay, so on RC, on Studio Series 86 RC, where the upper and lower torso connects together, there's the square peg and the, you know, the receiver on the upper torso. That's supposed to, like, friction together and hold the upper and lower halves in place, but it doesn't grip. So if you put some floor polish or nail polish or something on there to thicken that tab up, it should hold better.
She seems fine to me.
Well, maybe you got a better one.
I mean, it doesn't take much to separate it, but it's not, you know, it's not like you're going to be trying to rip her in half.
You don't know.
She bends at the, you know.
Yeah, the ab hinge on mine's also pretty loose.
Yeah, mine seems, maybe I got a better copy.
Yeah, you might have.
As we've seen, like, with Brian's, he had a terrible sludge,
yeah.
And mine was okay, and you got a good one.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I'll talk about her in a second.
I mean, I'm basically done. I just wanted to add the RC update closing remark.
If you don't mind, I want to go because I'm coughing my lungs out. Yeah. So, what Chris said, I got. Plus, I got the Creatures Collide set. It does nothing for me at all, period. I look at them, handle them, and
but it's a gold bug.
Yeah, I like Ransack. I think Ransack is a nice change, and I kind of like it better than Kickback. But the rest, I'm like, I don't care. But I got the Target Bumblebee Pterosaur, and it's gloriously beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The joints on mine are nice and tight. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. I love it. I adore it. More of that, please. I got Sandstorm. That Walmart finally shipped that. It's okay. I got Naked Chicken Toy Color Dinobot. Yeah, it's okay. And Studio Series 84 Ironhide came, and I haven't had a chance to open it yet. I honestly forgot that I got it. I get too many toys. So, Diecast, you can go next.
Okay. Well, as we said, I got RC. I'm really impressed with her. Like, she has ankle rockers. She has, you know, everything you can imagine for deluxe figure. It's what I would expect and what I would want. Even with the, you know, the ab crunch and this is what they should have done for Earthrise. I'm glad they gave this RC another shot. I actually like the colors a little bit better on the Earthrise. You know, these colors are more muted. So, I mean, other than that, it's a really good RC, and I'm glad we finally got a really good deluxe RC. Other than that, I got Diaclone Twin Twist Bulkhead. What do they call him? Prime Universe Bulkhead, but he's really just a different color because I thought the Legacy one was also Prime Universe Bulkhead. So
yeah, that's kind of like you know, the alternate universe where the movie character Hound was actually Bulkhead, like obviously it was intended to be, then, you know, that would be like movie universe Bulkhead. Like, that seems really strongly to be the intent with that.
Yeah. I got It's a Gold Bug because the Creatures Collide set. And I was surprised it came with extra heads. I don't know what to do with all the heads. So
mine went to a baggie.
Mine went to an old in joke.
Yeah. I figured Chris would explain where they all go. I got Springer. I really do love this mold.
That's not Springer, it's a Ringer.
I got the Wreck and Rule collection, which is the Impactor and the Spindle, and I haven't opened it yet, so I can't confirm or deny the terrible joints on Spindle, but I've seen it all over. I got another Trainbot for Moon Studios. I almost forgot the name of what they are. And then I also got the last one, which is my favorite colors, the green and orange. Train bot.
Yukikaze?
They call him Green Zone. Yeah. So I can finally build that. I also got the pulled chicken Dinobot, and I got
plucked chicken.
Pulled chicken, yeah, would sorry.
Be barbecue.
I was at a barbecue place the other day, so that's why I pulled chicken on the brain. And then I got Pterosaur because I didn't think I was going to get him, because I'm not a huge Beast Wars fan. I don't hate them, of course, but I thought the Pterosaur I had was perfectly fine, but those colors were really nice and they pop. And I was like, I'm already buying two or three things anyway. So I ended up picking that up. Trying to think if I'm missing anything. I got three more Fans Toys Outriders, but I already talked about Outrider. So that's pretty much all I got this week.
Cool. Who's next?
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So Dawn was kind enough to pick up a Creatures Collide set for me and send me the two figures that I actually wanted out of it.
Yay.
So I got Goldbug and Ransack.
Nice.
And I really like them both. This is the, I skipped the Shattered Glass stuff. So this is the first time I got that, Goldbug head sculpt. Pretty good. I like it. Ransack, I was really surprised that they included both heads. That's so weird.
I didn't expect it.
No, like, I mean, we knew obviously there was going to be an alternate head. I just didn't expect to receive both of them, but
I know.
So, the clear plastic wing is super tight on one side. So I'm a little terrified of that, but So they're both super nice though. And what did I get? Okay. So I got another Shogun modeling project kit. So I've got the Gal Icarus. So I've got the Deer and the Giraffe model kits now. And the Falcon, the very, very large Falcon.
Look at those wings.
That's very wings.
Yes, very much so. And that's all for me this week.
Anybody else see anything? Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'll save my off topic for next week. As Matt said, I got the Creatures Collide set. I got
seven of them.
No. Well, there was 12 on the shelf.
Yes,
so I bought six.
I bought three of them because I knew people wanted the individual figures, and I wanted Goldbug and Ransack, and Blade wanted the two Predacons, so that way I can help us both out. So I got that, and Blade also offered to pick me up the Target Pterosaur. I saw. Let me see him, what he looks like in person, because I'm kind of like, you know, iffy on him. But again, it looks really good. So I went ahead and picked him up to have both versions. I also picked up Motormaster. Have not had a chance to open him yet. Looking forward to that, though, when I get some time. But the big thing I got is when I was down in Greensboro, I stopped by Selfish Comics, Brian, and I picked up Skyrain.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
I got the Unite Warriors Skyrain.
How much did you pay for it?
$115 before Dononomics.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Before Dononomics.
They had it for $125. I offered $115, and they were nice enough to take it.
Wow. Why did you offered? Okay. That's okay.
I would have been like $125. Yes, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And
well, you're not done.
Yeah.
So basically, with the Dononomics, I've got him down somewhat lower than that already, but in out of pocket, he was $115, which means I can probably, once I check everything out, sell my Combiner War Skylinks that I've never opened since I've got the Commander class from 2 years ago.
Yeah, don't expect that to go for much at this point.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't need two Skylinks is when I've got the Commander class.
Did they have any other Unite Warriors sets or just that one?
Yeah, they did, Chris, and I didn't call you about that because they did have a Grand Galvatron for $325. I wanted to call you, but I thought, he probably does not need that kind of temptation.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have gone in. Like, I have Grand Galvatron. I just, you know, have the broken Starscream, but I, you know, replaced that with the orange Combiner Wars knockoff Matt gave me.
I thought Grand Galvatron was one you didn't have,
The ones I still need that I'm actually interested in are Megatronia and Baldius.
Yeah. He said he's expensive now.
Yeah.
Steven said they had bought a large collection and that's the only two they had left was Lynxmaster and the Grand Galvatron. So they probably had them, but
I'm sure they're priced similar to Grand Galvatron. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I got Skyrain for $160, but it was 6 years ago.
Yeah. So I mean,
that was a decent price set.
Well, I think that was about retail when that came out.
Retail. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot that I got that when it came out. I thought that's one that I was missing. That's one of the, it was a happy accident or happy surprise finding it. Cool. Anybody else? Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. I got one thing. I got the Gundam Infinity Unicorn Gundam. It went up on Amazon. Apparently it and Burning Gundam comprise series 3, which they have improved a little bit from series 1. Not the world, but just a few little things. There's like soft ratchets in the elbows and knees now. That's pretty nice. They're still doing the Bandai America thing where they don't paint the back of the figure though, which on the Unicorn Gundam's like Psycho Frame deco really kind of noticeable. But it was $15 and 15, I guess that's decent. You know, Don says the Gundam Infinity stuff is going on clearance at Target, and you know, for clearance prices, I think he said he saw some of them for as low as $3. Yeah, they're $3 figures easy. 15, maybe not so much, but It's not a bad sculpt, certainly. But I realized going through this that because they're kind of pushing the Gundam Breaker-esque part swap feature, there are just certain aspects of how they're built that could be improved, but probably won't be to maintain compatibility. So that's just, you know, how that goes. But yeah, decent $15 figure, be a fantastic $3 figure. I'm probably done with Gundam Infinity unless they release something really cool in MS and Action Scale in the future that I don't have. But I think that is going to do it. And unfortunately, since the only Wreckers Collection figure that hasn't shipped is the only one I pre-ordered, that's all I've got this week.
Cool. Okay. I want to thank our patrons. It's Touched here. Patreon.com/TF Radio. Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Blake Reynolds, Vegemite Mike, Jason Tate, Eric Griffin, Cybertron Toys, and Sean I. Williams. And thank you all so much. Really appreciate everything you do. You guys are awesome. And I still need to get those episodes of Hot 5 posted here in the next couple of days. So a couple episodes back, but again, excited to have all that up. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio, and on at tfradio.net is where you can find all of our stuff. Rob Springer's not here, but Rob Springer on Twitter, zonebase.org. We just posted an episode of Transform Squadron a couple of days ago. So that is up on our feed. John DeLuna not here. He is at that John D everywhere. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and Instagram at Brian Kilby. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2, and you can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see my reviews on youtube.com/RFC reviews.
Cool. Rob.
Okay. I can be found on Twitter at Rob Flails, which is the Twitter for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel. Still mostly doing Gundam Battle Operation 2. This week they are in fact adding the Unicorn Gundam. So that should be fun. And, it is also the 4th anniversary of the game, so they're giving out a lot of tokens, mobile suits, stuff like that. I have a video with all the details of what we're getting up on youtube.com/flailthroughs. If you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. And If you send requests for specific rounds, mobile suits, and what have you, and if you for some reason want to send me things, tfradio.net/claylist. That's the way to do it, and that will send stuff back towards the show as well. So I am totally blanking on anything. So let's just call it there.
That's cool, Chris.
You can find my toy photography at playwithphotography.com. That's where my galleries and articles are collected. If you like the stuff I do, or just want to do something nice and help me out, I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. Or you can just send me things from my Amazon wishlist at tfradio.net/chrislist, which also goes back to the show in a tiny, tiny way. I think that's it.
Don.
I can be found on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR. Also, I will be getting married in October. My fiance and I are going on a cruise and have set up a list of things that we would like to get, like to do online. And if you are in a position to help and would like to help us celebrate our rest of our lives together, you can go to tfradio.net/honeymoon and look at the options that we have there and help us afford a few things that we really couldn't swing on our own. And as always, we appreciate everyone who has gotten something for us off the list. So thank you very much.
Cool. Okay. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all for being here. We will see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.